Oldies 1450 WTHU, the Timinator here, and 4th of July is this Saturday, and I am so excited to be joined by one of the national anthem singers in the area, especially that I know for our Washington Capitals, retired sergeant from the Army, Bob McDonald. Bob, thanks so much for hanging out this morning.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, first question for you. Let everyone know, what branch did you serve in and how long did you serve?
So I was in the United States Army and I served for almost 27 years. And it was an amazing run.
That is absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for your service. You were also in the Army band. How did that get started? Did you always love music?
So I went to college for, I used to be a violinist. Actually, I still am a violinist. But I ended up going to college to a very good music school in Ohio called Oberlin College. They have incredible music. They actually have a conservatory of music. Anyway, so I did music and as a singer and found this really, really cool, unique way to serve my country through song, through my music. And I auditioned for the group. It was actually, the group is called the U.S. Army Chorus. They're part of the Army Band. And I auditioned for the group and they wanted me. And so then I went off to basic training and I learned how to do all the soldier stuff. So that's how it all started. I wasn't sure really how long I would do it. But nearly 27 years later, obviously I feel like I had a pretty good time and I feel really just so lucky to, again, do something I was blessed to do pretty well and to also, you know, serve the country and be a part of the United States Army, which is, you know, just awesome.
All right. Now, how did you get to become an anthem singer in the D.C. area, especially for the Washington Capitals?
So I grew up in this area. I grew up in the McLean area. And so I've been a lifelong D.C. sports fan. And when So I was a huge Caps fan, huge Redskins fan, huge, well, at the time it was Orioles. The Orioles, of course, were my boyhood team because we didn't have a baseball team. And then I was a big Bullets fan going way back when I started to be a Bullets fan when I was 10 years old and we won it all. Anyway, I finished college and I really, you know, like most college graduates, I was broke and I want to see my teams. And they had auditions for the Capitals out of the old Capitol Center in Landover. And I thought, well, gosh, I'm going to sing for my supper. If I can't, you know, I don't have any money to buy tickets. Not that they were that much, but, you know, college grad, I was broke.
Yeah.
So I went out to Landover. One rainy night, I remember, and I auditioned, and this was in the early 90s. And then I started, you know, they liked me, and I started doing games for both the Bullets and the Caps. And then so last season was my 33rd season singing for the Capitals.
Wow.
When I started, I sang, you know, maybe a few a year, and then it started to get serious in 98 when we made the Cup final. That was the year also that we moved into the new building downtown. And that's when I sang every game in that Stanley Cup run that we made it all the way to the Cup final and got destroyed by Detroit. But that was a really special time. And I think that's really when Washington, you know, got to be, you know, started to become a serious hockey town. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing it a while, but that's how it started. You know, boy, how lucky again. And then to be able to sort of blend my Army career with my love of the Caps. That was really special over the years to include, and then to bring on my friend Caleb Green, who's the other Caps singer, to bring him, we served together in the Army band, and to bring him on board was awesome. And so, yeah, I just feel so fortunate, and the people that I've met being around the team for that long, You can imagine I just have so many like lifelong friends and folks that work there, and I'm a lucky guy.
Absolutely. Now, where is the best place? Where's the coolest place or the biggest event that you have sung the national anthem at?
So I've been lucky to have been involved in, well, as a soloist, probably it's going to be hard to beat game 5 of the World Series. When the Nationals were playing the Astros. That was a solo anthem in uniform. Pretty special. I mean, World Series, can't really beat that. I've also, of course, been involved, I would say, you know, equally special, of course, is singing the duet with Caleb at Stanley Cup finals games, and then singing it also as a soloist, like I said, back in 98, but then in 2018 to sing it for the Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. And then I've been super lucky to have been involved in a couple of Super Bowls. I was a backup singer for the national anthem at Super Bowl, was it 40? It was the one in New York. A wonderful opera singer called Renee Fleming sang the anthem, and she had some military singers behind her, back her up, that I was lucky to be a part of. So I think I'm on a pretty short list of people that has been able to, be involved in national anthem at a Super Bowl, at a World Series, and at a Stanley Cup final.
That is absolutely awesome. And one more for you. Who are some of your musical influences?
I kind of grew up, my father was a professional singer. He's an opera singer, and I grew up kind of around music all the time, and certainly genetics played a part in I think, you know, him giving me the voice that I have. But I love, I grew up not only around opera, but musical theater. And also, you know, my parents listened to the Beatles. And so I feel really lucky that I'm eclectic is the key word. I just, my influences range from the Beatles to Beethoven. And I feel like, and even to this day, I love going to the symphony. I love going to the 9:30 club to hear bands. I just love the variety of it. And I also love to sing all different kinds of things. I sing opera. I have a Sinatra show I do. I sing musical theater, of course. So I think variety of influences, certainly keep things interesting. And I'm lucky to have a voice that sort of I can get away with singing many different styles. If that makes sense.
There you go. Well, that is awesome. Well, Bob, thank you so much for doing this. Check him out at any Caps games. We'll see you soon. We'll talk soon. Thank you for your service, and we'll talk again soon. All right.
All right, Tim. Thanks for having me. Happy birthday, America.
All right. Stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.